So today, I am hanging out with one of my co-hosts, Jonathan Melvin from Own Real Estate.
Yeah.
And I want to introduce you guys to him. I am fortunate enough that I get to work with him, so I probably already know too much to tell you what I know of him and the company that he has started, but I'm going to let him tell you those things. So I'm going to do the same thing. Tell me why.
Wow, that's where we start?
That's where we start, yeah. Right. I mean, you can't just like, oh, yes, my name is Jonathan, yeah.
Here's my verbal brochure.
Right.
Well, thank you. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Intimidating.
Don't let it be.
So, man, that's a heck of a first question. So, the why is, like, really people. I woke up one day and realized my life was better than I ever thought it ever could be. And a large part of that was, like, real estate as an industry. And I felt like, man, if you could pass this along to people, like, other people could have their version of this thing that I have. Because I grew up in, you know, like, Fayetteville, North Carolina, which is not, like, a wealthy city. And, you know, like, the things you aspire to as, like, a 8-year-old in the middle of North Carolina, they're great, and, like, that would have been a really awesome life. And then to kind of look around and be like, holy crap, like, this is all real, and, like, I get to go do this every day, and I get to work with people, like, I really love, and that was the why. And then you realize at a certain point in time that money only means so much, and, like, there's a gradient of it. I think it was the warrior poet Kanye West that said something along the lines of having money isn't everything, not having it is. And, like, that resonated with me a lot. Because, like, we grew up, like, regular middle class, but for some reason it felt like we were poor. Like, now I look back on it, I'm like, oh, like, we were just normal, you know, maybe, like, lower middle class, but, like, just regular working folk. But somehow, and, like, I think some of it's culture, but, like, we had that idea of, not that we were poor, but it sort of felt like it all the time.
You felt like you never, like, I did grow up poor, so I feel like I understand what you're, like, what you mean. Like, you felt like you couldn't have all the things you wanted.
Yeah, but, like, you were also, like, enamored with them because you couldn't have it. It's like Lamborghinis. Like, I don't want a Lamborghini, but I always look. Like, every time I drive past her, I'm like, holy crap, it's a Lamborghini.
Right.
And, like, I don't know why we're wired that way, but there was that, and then there's, like, the darker side of it, too, where it's, like, everything's a little foggy, and, like, you don't have, like, a confidence that you can see next year, 20 years away. And so, like, I was always ambitious, and I was always a big mouth, and, like, that combination of things, like, suited me well. But then one day, like, I did wake up, and, like, everything was better than I thought it ever could have been. And then you sort of realize, like, you can only sell so many houses before, like, the shine wears off of that a little bit, but everybody else can get there. And mm-hmm. So if we could, like, show people the ropes and say, hey, look, you know, this is a pretty straightforward business, do it this way, work hard, be a good person, and then everybody else goes to get their version of it too. And I think it's a long-winded answer.
It's supposed to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a deep question. You could, like, write a book about that too, though. Like, mm-hmm. Why?
So it's really interesting. So, like, I can't take credit for asking why first.
Simon Sinek did it first.
No, because one of my clients, and actually one of the people that we're going to interview on the podcast, is Eric from Rock Solid Foundation. Mm. And at the beginning of everything that they do, they make everyone say why they're there. Mm. And I've always really enjoyed that. So if they're packing, like, a ready bag for a kid with cancer, why are you there to do it? Are you there because somebody told you needed to be? Are you there because you know somebody who had cancer and you feel like it's a way to give back? Are you there? Like, it's very cool. And so I've never told him this. He'll hear it, and I'll tell him when I interview him. But I've taken that little piece of, like, what is your why, and why do you do the things that you do, and tried to find ways to, like, implement that into life, right? Like, so if you woke up one day and you were like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is what I want my why to be. How do you make that real, right? Like, how do you turn that into a sustainable feeling and, like, a sustainable, and when you reach that next goal, how do you then measure, like, what the next one's going to be?
I was listening to Jordan Peterson was getting interviewed by Tim Ferriss, and they were talking about, because Jordan Peterson's Jordan Peterson, so everybody asks him, like, what's the meaning of life? And he kind of laughed because it's, like, no one knows.
Right.
But he was saying to find something worthy of the suffering.
I like that.
And I was like, I don't want to think about life as suffering. But then, like, that's not the point. Like, it's not the statement that life is suffering. This statement was to find something worth suffering for. And then, like, you're a parent. Like, the best possible way for a parent to go out is, like, I dive in front of a bus in this heroic action and shove my little girl out of the way, and that's it. Like, I know it's sad for everybody else. But, like, literally, that's my best case.
Right, 100%. Yeah. Like, you die a hero.
Yeah.
You die for somebody you love.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that, like, that was the most important.
It was totally worth it.
That was more important than my life.
Yeah, like, it was demonstrable. That, like, a millennia of biology has led me to that moment where my brain doesn't ever think, like, oh, I'll give my life away right now for this person. Like,
right.
I love that.
Well, and that's, you know, it's so funny because I think one of the things that when in my like tiny intro, my like 12-minute intro, one of the things that I talk about is we take these like little moments, right? Like we say, you know, the why moment or whatever it is, and we turn it into like this giant revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happened to me. So like I had like this thing that happened where I was like crying in my closet, and why did I start a business? This is stupid. Like it's stupid. You're being an idiot, and you left a perfectly good job and whatever. And you know, I had a friend tell me you could fail or you could fly.
Mm.
Like, that's it. You got one option. And that's the moment where I decided, like,
yeah,
I'm going to find the joy in the suffering. I'm mm-hmm. going to find, like, where I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm going to find that that's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
It's
like Viktor Frankl's, like, if you can understand that the suffering is worth something, you can put up with anything.
It's true.
Yeah.
So then, I know your why. Do you think you're successful?
I like to think so.
What measures that?
The people around me.
Okay.
So when it goes to selling houses, like we kind of checked that box a long time ago. So like I would measure success now through the lens of are other people defining their version of that thing I sought. Like when I said, like, I want everybody to go find their version of what my life is, like, I don't want them to have my life because most people don't want it. But I want them to feel like they could pick theirs. And so once people understood that, like, one, they kind of had permission to do it, and then two, they had a framework for it of, like, look, real estate's the best industry for a regular person to change their kids' lives, without a doubt.
I would agree with that.
The barrier to entry is the lowest. The ceiling is still the highest. And, like, the day-to-day is super meaningful. Like, you're showing up at a super important time in all of your clients' lives. If they're selling, if they're buying, whatever it is. Like, what you're doing is, like, measurably important. That you're helping them find the house that they're going to have Christmas in. You're helping them sell their parents' house and they can close that chapter in their life. Like, all of it has, like, a very day-to-day meaning. But you're also able to bring it home and start to build a business that's uniquely yours. And that if you need to go to the PTA conference, you can be there. And if you want to be, if you want to coach your kid's soccer team, like you can make that happen. And, you know, part of when I was growing up, a lot of that was like work hard, do good at school, get a good job, you work for somebody else, and like things that happen in that 50 hours a week that you're giving your life away, like you're just gonna miss those. And that idea of like I can sit with, my youngest is 8, like I can sit with her every morning and do our morning routine and nobody can tell me no. Nobody can say like, oh, you gotta come in early today. Like I love that. And so like when I look around the office and I see people in every, like literally the full spectrum of success, but they're all building their version of their dream life. And I think like that feels good that other people have this hope that maybe they had it when they joined us, but they definitely have it now because they're looking around and they see it in other people. Like that's the thing that's measurable is when people say like, oh, you told me this thing and it changed my life. That feels good because that makes you feel smart. what means it's like measurably working is when they say this other person is doing this, and I see this person has this habit, or I see that this guy's always home for dinner, or they take a date day all day on Fridays. And like when they're talking about what they see everyone else's proof of concept is, then I think, okay, this is working.
Right. I think one of like the really unique things that you're going to bring to like the idea of like what this podcast is in general is that you get to help shape other entrepreneurs every day, right? I don't know that people necessarily, and they should, look at realtors as entrepreneurs. They see it as a clock-in job. Like, I don't know that they see, like, this person is working for themselves. This person dictates how much they make. This person busts everything to make sure.
Yeah. One of the jokes we always tell new agents is don't ever, ever calculate your hourly. Because you'll quit.
Right.
Instantly you will quit. Because that math does not work for a while.
No. And I think it's cool because, you know, where I talk to businesses all the time of, like, all different people that do all sorts of different things, you get to, like, see how people take one concept, right? It's like real estate. But you can see how each and every realtor takes it and makes it their own. Like, I'm mad at myself for saying it because it's own and it's own, and I understand that's why it's called that, but, you know. But you get to see how they can take this concept and the tools that you've given them and create something completely different than the person next to them.
Yeah.
And they're both still successful. And that is what the whole podcast is intended to be about, that you can have all the tools, but it's how you use them and how you combat failures.
Mm-hmm.
And successes and what you make of it. And so I think that part's going to be super cool.
Yeah, that's what's fun about it. And then, too, it's like pulling away that facade that, like, somebody had the answers.
Right.
Because nobody knows. Like, that's the thing. Like, the more you do it, the more you're like, yeah, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody knows. But I know how to fail. I know how to screw things up. I know how to take the lessons away and then make these, like, iterative improvements. And it's funny. At the office, everybody's like, you're the systems guy. And I'm like, no. Like, I just screwed up so much more than all of you have. But every time I would screw up, I would take one little lesson back and say, like, oh, I'm not going to make that mistake twice.
Right.
And so just because I've been screwing up for 10 years longer than they've been screwing up, they think I have it figured out. And it's like, no, I already messed up. And then you start to realize, like, oh, all business is kind of similar. Like, there's some core competencies and core philosophies that each is unique to industry. But, like, outside of that, like, are you a good person? Do you work hard? And do people trust you? That's pretty much the formula.
It is. And it's not just in real estate. That's just in general.
Yeah.
I had a really good chat with somebody earlier today, and I talk about it in a Jeeps podcast. So if anybody like listens to it like back to back, it's going to be a thing, but whatever. About how like there's a million social media managers who will tell you like, I can do this. You need these three things. You need to be doing these three things and your social media will gain you all this. But it's not true.
Yeah.
There's general formulas, right? Like there's like I pay attention. There's like algorithms and there's things I have to pay attention to and things I have to do. But I can't guarantee someone's success if they don't put themselves into it, if they don't take that formula and make it theirs, or we collectively make it theirs, or whatever it is. And so the reason that it's even called the Anti-Marketing Podcast, if that's what it is going to continue to be called, was where we're at right now, is because I don't want people to just look for the answer. I want them to hear ways other people have done it and understand that they can take, like you said, pieces of their failures and pieces of their successes and found ways to like make it applicable to their lives.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, thanks. We're going to interview somebody in a minute. It's going to be fun.
Heck yeah.
Yay!